I feel like this sounds familiar. The voice. What song is this?
Goodbye, my friend.
This is the guy who sang You're Beautiful.
This is James Blunt.
Yeah, yeah. Is that right?
You're beautiful. It's true.
There you go.
He has a unique way of projecting his voice.
Yeah.
Goodbye, my lover.
Arkansas is a big James Blunt, Gavin DeGraw fan.
I really like in that song, that other song he has, he tries to fit too many words into one stanza. So he's like, you must be an angel with a smile on your face. I thought I could be with you. He just like strings it all together
it all
really
in there.
Quickly.
Yeah. Okay. That's a little walk down memory lane there. Let's get back into the phones. A lot of you waiting patiently. That would include John and Lowell. What's up, John?
Hi. Part of it is, like I said, about the Patriots. I do believe they are literally cursed, and I'll explain why.
Literally?
You remember the curse of the Bambino?
I do.
Sure do.
Well, I give you the curse of the goat.
The Billy Goat curse is already with the Chicago Cubs.
It's true.
It's another take gone wrong by me. But I said the whole town was going to have a curse of the Bambino level curse when Brady left. In fact, I think Arcan, we at the old place threw a funeral for the city of Boston.
We did.
Professional sports teams in the city of Boston. The Celtics have won a title since then. So
Celtics
I guess
told us to
that's
suck
out.
It.
The curse lasted 5 years or whatever it was. Wasn't quite as long lasting as the Ruth one. How's about Maurice and Nashua? Go ahead, Maurice.
How you doing? Great show. Oh. You guys entertain me on my drive home from work every day. And I had three takes with you guys. The first was the Patriots taint. The second was Aaron Hernandez blueberry bubblegum. And the third was Omi Yeehaw.
Okay, so the first thing he said was sounded very questionable.
Yeah, I was like,
I don't know where
what
any
was
of
that?
I don't know where any else that was.
I didn't understand anything. Any part of
yeah, I don't know how coherent it was. How about you want coherent?
Oh, definitely.
You want right to the point. How about our good buddy
Eloquence.
Shane in Plymouth? What's up, Shane?
Shane.
Well. You Jones, you interrupted Jaggle. You got interrupted Meg for 2 years. Now the show's over.
Yep.
I hope you have.
Yep, that's true, yes.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Arkan, I think you need to go at hard on the first day. Why don't you guys just fight it, settle it out on the first day? Before you start arguing.
Okay.
And
arm wrestle, Bengals? Maybe an arm wrestling match?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, just throw down.
Just fist.
See who's the real man.
Okay.
We don't need to mess around. Mego, thanks for having me on. Really enjoyed talking to you. Simply an enchanting host. You got a raw deal, and I hope they put you on at nights. Mego After Dark. Sounds like a good show to me.
Mego Jones, After Dark.
I'm going to be on you anytime they put you, whatever time slot, I'll be on you listening for you to slip up. And with another horrible take.
All right, Shane, I appreciate it. It's going to be 10 to 2, by the way, with Rich Keefe.
Wonderful
where you can
call
listen,
from Shane.
Listen for terrible takes. Mego Shane. After Dark.
Shane, who I believe I thanked for shots.
Yeah.
And he let me thank him for shots at one of our live shows.
Yeah,
and then
Louis.
I later found out that Arkan bought the shots.
Right. It was Shane's birthday. So I bought, we all did shots. And then, yeah, Mego thanks so Shane. For
I thought Shane was, because Shane came over to me and said, we're doing shots.
We've come
and
to
so
find out.
I assumed that Shane was buying the shots. And then I didn't find, and so I thanked him. And he said, you're welcome. And I find out after
took
the
credit
fact.
For the he took credit for the big sale.
You know what? We come to find out. Arkand is collecting baseballs for the youth. He's just buying shots. He doesn't want any credit for it. Although he is now getting credit for it, kind of like the big salad. But yeah, what a magnanimous individual.
Man
is,
of the people.
Is what that was. So anyway, if you're unfamiliar with what Shane is referencing there, shakeups at WEEI, lineup changes, we've addressed it throughout the day. But the final Jones and Mego with Arkan has come to a conclusion here. Guys, any final thoughts before we get out, hand things off to Keefe and Fitzy?
Just thank you so much for everybody who spent time with the show. It means the world to me.
Thanks for listening. This has been a lot of fun doing the show. I wish it would have caught on more. But Jones, I've been working with you for a long time. Mego, I consider you a good friend, and you're very, very talented. And we're all still going to be here, so we'll see you guys around.
Well, so that's the key message here. Mego remaining at the station. Arkan remaining 2 to 6. I'll be moving 10 to 2. So we're not going far. And unfortunately, some people have been let go from the station. Christian Fourier and Andy Gresh.
And shout out to Ryan Garvin.
Shout out to Ryan
Huge
as well.
Shout out to Ryan.
And so, look, we're not going to be going anywhere. Just the three of us will be split apart. So that's all. Also not going anywhere, by the way, Cars for Kids, who presented this fine final segment. The easy way to donate your car, you can donate today. Your car will be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-4-KIDS. Stay tuned for Keefe and Fitzy. That's next here on WEEI.
That's the pumpkin market.
The greatest gift will
I don't know this song.
And the card inside would say, thank you for being a friend.
When you wake up in the morning, na 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 na. Yeah.
Not, don't pretend.
And the alarm gives out a warning, and I think I never make it on time. Bow, bow, bow.
Yeah, you don't know
By
that.
By the time I got my books and I give myself a look, I'm at the corner just in time to see the bus fly by.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.